so that our minds are stable. We are stable. We're not freaking out with fears or chinta, worry. That's why, in a very philosophical manner, we are celebrating. So I would like to invite and congratulate and wish you all the best and happy Navratri, everyone. As always, we always begin with meditation. I'm going to lead you through a guided meditation for a few minutes. And I always say, if you are new to this path, this process, it is known as guided meditation. That simply means you simply close your eyes and I will guide you how to sit and then how to go along with. So you simply follow my voice. I'm not suggesting anything in terms of feel this or feel that. Simply just relax yourself, watch your breath. Mind goes all over the place. Mind wanders off. So my voice may be very helpful to bring your mind back that, hey, I am already gone elsewhere. So I will ask, say, bring your mind back. So that's all I'm helping. And experience is yours. So let's begin. Sit straight if you can. Eyes closed gently. And more than sitting straight, you make yourself comfortable. Whichever way is possible, feasible, practical. Eyes closed simply means symbolizing that you have closed your eyes to the world. The world, external world, no longer exists. We are to enter into our inner world. Antar Jagat, the world that lies within. So therefore we close our eyes and you bring your awareness to the space where you are. Feel the presence of your being here and now. Be aware of your being from head to toes and toes to head. Gently relax your forehead. Relax your face, neck and throat. Relax your shoulders and your arms. Relax your chest, stomach, abdomen. Relax the base of your spinal column and try to keep the spine straight as much as you can. Relax your thighs, knees, calf muscles, ankles, feet, and the toes. Withdraw the mind from all other times and places. Bring your awareness to yourself that you are sitting in a meditative position. Leave all of your worries, concerns, analysis, thoughts aside. As you gently relax your toes, feet, ankles, calf muscles, knees, relax your thighs, thigh joints. Relax your stomach, chest, shoulders, shoulder joints, arms. Relax your throat, your face, chin, cheeks, eyes, eyebrows, and then gently relax your forehead. keep the body relaxed and comfortable. And now you bring your awareness to your breathing. Bring the awareness to the nostrils and begin to feel the breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Nothing else. Feel the touch of the breath into your nostrils as you breathe in. Then you exhale and feel the flow of breath in the nostrils. And you keep watching, observing the flow with no break, with no pause between the breaths, with a continuous flow, unbroken flow. And at this time, allow mantra to come into your mind. Any mantra, whichever you are using. Or if you have a personal mantra, you use that mantra. Then now you are breathing in the mantra, breathing out the mantra. Mantra and breath are flowing simultaneously together. Let go of your concerns. Let go of your thought process. No thinking, no analysis. Simply dwell in this very momentum in time and watch your very breath. Breathe in as though you are inhaling mantra. Breathe out, exhale as though you are exhaling mantra. Maintain the flow of breath with complete awareness. Whenever mind wanders off, you bring your awareness back to the breath. Breath is your anchor. Get hold of that prana flow. Hold the rope of prana tightly while you remain relaxed. No tension to be held in anywhere, in any parts of the body. Inhale deeply, take a deep breath in without any jerk. And breathe out gently, smoothly, slowly. Try not to let your mind wander off. If it does, bring it back. Keep bringing your awareness back to the breath, back to the breath. Maintain the awareness, maintain the relaxation of the body, the breath, and the mind. And let's begin our prayers together. Therefore, please gently bring your hands in the prayer position before your heart. Your hands in prayer position before your heart. We'll begin with Om recitation 3 times. Wherever you are, we all are connected with a cosmic mind field, making a collective effort to help each other. Therefore, Om 3 times, invocation of the Guru by Guru Brahma, then 3 sentences that we are contemplating, Asatoma Sadgamaya, and then Sarva Mangal Mangali Mantra, and then Shanti. That is the format of our prayers during Navratri. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwaraha, Gurur Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Asatoma Sadgamaya, Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya. Sarva Mangala Mangale Shive Sarvartha Sadhike Sharane Trayambake Gauri Narayani Namostute. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Then gently open your eyes, bring your hands down, and maintain the awareness. Remain relaxed, comfortable, and namaste. Good evening once again to everyone. What a wonderful thing to be very proud of. What a wonderful thing to be at peace. What a wonderful thing to be part of this spiritual path. Such a peace in the mind that I have something I can lean to. When there is nothing works in the world, this is the wealth, this is the wall, this is the something that you can lean and get guidance. When the mind is under crisis, where mind is deluded, where mind is confused, we do not know, nobody knows. This is the key, this is the path, this is the way to lean and simply get guidance. This is the wonderful path known as the path of spirituality. Adhyatmik Marg. Adhyatmik Marg, you know what Adhyatma means? Spiritual means? It's a Sanskrit word known as Adhyatma. So if you break, if you do the etymology of the word, Adhyatman is the Adhyatma. Adhyatma means that which takes place in the Atman or by the Atman, to the Atman, for the Atman. So you are connecting your soul, you are connecting your being to something that is higher than our breath, body, and the mind. To me, it's a peaceful, very encouraging and hopeful tool. I simply lean. All I need to do, just lean and get guidance. That is what we are celebrating here. Today is the sixth day of Navaratri. A special, crucial turning point. And today's Swarupa, today's Rupa, today's form of mother is Katyayani. So the shloka goes, Prathamam Shaila Putri Cha Dutiyam Brahmacharini Tritiyam Chandraghanteti Kushmandeti Chaturthakam Panchamam Skandamateti. Pancham, the fifth one is Skandamata. Shashtam Katyayani Ticha. Today is Katyayani. The daughter of sage Katyayana. The mythology says, once upon a time, a sage who meditated on the form of mother, and mother appeared in front of him, Durga, and all he wished, may you be born in my family, be born by me, be my daughter. So she grants the boon to him. And she was born in his home, sage Katyayana. And then that is why she was known as Katyayani. Very symbolically, has a lot of symbolic meaning. Means these nine days are now turning in a different direction. Sixth day is a day when the sadhaka, the aspirant or student, or one who is celebrating, is moving towards the path of sadhana. The first 5 days you have prayed for materialistic wealth. You prayed for all that is related to the external world. So you worship Shailaputri, you worship Brahmacharini, you worship Chandraghanta, you worship Skandamata, you worship the Kushmanda. All are related to give you that which needs to have a comfortable life in the external world. But then at the crucial point from here, those who want to follow the path of sadhana, follow the path of meditation, follow the path of inner world. So slowly allowing yourself to detach less and slowly and enter into your inner world where you simply develop a relationship, a friendship to yourself, and you enjoy your presence, you enjoy your company, and you are full of grace, you are full of joy, you are full of bliss. That's why she was born of a sage. Means she was born from a great tapas that sage has done. And then the fruit, the result of his tapas was he wanted Mother Divine to be born in his home and named Katyayini. Katyayini is also a form of Mother Divine, which is explained in the Durga Saptasati from 2nd chapter, 3rd chapter. Where there is a mythological story is being narrated that for 100 years, the Devas, the divine being, and Asuras, the demon, they were fighting. And I symbolically explained to you what does that mean. So when they were fighting, the king of demons was Mahishasura. Mahishasura means one who doesn't have any divine inclination. Always thinking negative, always wanted to create pain, misery, and sorrow for everyone. That is what Mahisha means. Mahisha, literal meaning is actually known as buffalo. You know, so totally living in the darkness. That is what Mahisha here with that demon's name. So. She who eliminated, I don't use the word destroy because that has a negative connotation. So my master taught, use the words that create a good vibration. That's why I tell all my friends, watch your language because each word is a mantra. They are alphabets and all alphabets have capacity. All alphabets have the energy. So whatever word you use, that is the kind of energy field will be built around you. And that is the kind of mind frame you're going to have. So one who eliminated him, that Mahishasura, she was Katyayani. And then she was given a name, Mahamaya, great illusion. We live in illusion. We all know this word Maya means illusion. This world is in illusion. What do you do? So this path of mother worship or the path of mother worshiping in the form of philosophical manner is known as bringing the presence of Mahamaya, great illusion, to overcome this illusion, to understand, not fight with the illusion, not try to fight that what am I supposed to do? This is all illusion. No, you simply surrender. You simply bow your head and pray to Mahamaya, great illusion. She who makes you able or capable to overcome Maya illusion. And that illusion, the veil is being brought down and you see the real form of her. That is your own self, your own Atman, your own Kundalini Shakti. So that is Katyayani today. Eliminator of sorrow, because everybody was in pain. Mahishasura was creating havoc in the universe. So everybody was in agony. Everybody was in pain, misery. So there was no peace. Nobody could even have a slight a peaceful moment. So Katyayani eliminated, brought peace. So she is the eliminator of sorrows. She is the giver or bestower, one who bestows the peace, shanti. And she gives the knowledge. She's also a goddess of knowledge. Why? Because on sixth day, you are making a commitment to follow the path of realization. Worldly achievement has been achieved by her grace. Therefore, now you are making your way slowly out to path of freedom. As we explained yesterday, four virtues, dharma, artha, kama. Three have been achieved, three have been experienced. Dharma, the path of code conduct, path of righteousness. Artha, prosperity in all direction, everything that you have, make yourself comfortable. And kama, fulfilling all your wishes and all your desires so that you are not longing and prolonging. And then slowly making your way to moksha means freedom. Moksha means freedom. What does freedom mean? Freedom means that you are no longer slave to any objects of the world. So when you close your eyes and when you want to meditate, so the worldly matters, worldly issues will no longer be able to disturb and distract you. That is what freedom means. Freedom does not mean that whatever you want to do, you can do. That is not freedom. That freedom binds you. We think freedom means anything that I can do, and if I am able to do, that is freedom. No, that is not freedom. Freedom means you are no longer disturbed, because you have a freedom that I don't want to be disturbed. Freedom means you no longer will be unhappy. You will always be in this state of happiness. Freedom means you are capable to create a evenness of the mind, so the mind doesn't fluctuate anymore. Mind is no longer on the roller coaster. Mind is not distracted and disturbed. So you maintain the serenity, calm, evenness of the mind, even-mindedness. That if you are able to do, then you have a freedom. There is a sutra in Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, beautiful sutra, and says, Heyam Dukkham Anagatam. Heyam Dukkham Anagatam means allowing yourself not to suffer anymore. He means eliminate, barred off, stop. Dukkham, any dukkha that was supposed to, that would come. No longer. Because dukkha is no longer, or pain is no longer affecting you. You are free. That is the path of freedom. So from the sixth day, this journey of Durga Saptashati changes. Because tomorrow we will be worshipping Kalaratri. You are entering into the time form. So you offer Kalaratri, and then the presiding deity of last 3 days is Saraswati, the goddess of wisdom and vidya. That's why Saraswati is brought towards the end. How to utilize what you already have achieved in such a way that you are maintaining your peace, you are living peacefully in the world, yet you are also making your way to uplift yourself to the higher path, to the divinity. Not lost in the world, not lost in the world in a way that you are unaware of your divine nature, because you are totally in the world. Living in the, my master used to say, live in the world and remain above. Live in the world and remain above. That is the path from tomorrow it will take. So this is a turning day today by bringing Katyayani, eliminator of asuras, rakshas, those who are demonic forces, those who are the forces of the darkness, allowing us not to see my true nature, true divine nature. And she is Mahamaya, great illusion, one who eliminates and allows us to overcome from the illusion, mirage, Maya. You know the word meaning of Maya? Everybody knows this word Maya, but what does it mean? Ma means not, Ya means one who is not. There is something, but there's nothing. Maya means is not reality, yet it feels as though it's real. And in our daily life, it's real because we all experience it. But ultimately, when you reach to the highest planet of your awareness, then you realize that Maya is actually an illusion. When we hear the lectures of the great sages and great meditators, when they say this, doesn't make sense to us. How could you say that this is nothing? It's an illusion. I experience all this illusion. How could that be untrue? But it is untrue only when you reach to that level of your being. So this Katyayani is one who makes you cross that barrier. So the barrier, obstacles. So this Katyayani is also a mother of obstacles. If you face any obstacle, especially there's a word delay. If there is a delay in anything that you are doing, achieving something, anything, is there is a delay. Katyayani is the one who is being brought into the consciousness. Katyayani is the one who brought into the awareness and praying to her to remove the delay. Remove the obstacle. In India, in the tradition, when there is any kind of delay in life, any kind of delay in any work, all that, this Katyayani is being offered. So destroyer of sorrows, eliminator of demonic forces in us, allowing us to reach, allowing us to realize our nature that is divine, that is light, tamasoma jyotir gamaya, and then the Saraswati, the goddess of wisdom and goddess of vidya, that which gives us the knowledge, comes in. That's what we are worshipping. Be proud that we all are together and we have this means and the ways to lean on. You know, when you feel tired, you lean to the wall or lean wherever you want to lean. It gives you a certain type of peace, certain type of comfort. So this is a comfort when you are simply singing. There is a tradition, says in Durga Sapsati, Janata Ajanata Bapi, means whether you know, whether you do not know, you simply chant the glory of Mother. This is an entire tradition. A lot of people do not know the meaning of it. They simply are bhakta, they are devotee of Mother Divine. They go to the places wherever there are shrines in India. And why they go? Because they are seeking the blessings of Mother. To those places where the energy is awakened, that is why you go. You could do at home like we are. But because at home, at individual base, it takes a little more effort, more concentration. So you go to the place where the energy is already awakened. So you make a very less effort. That's why you visit the shrines. A lot of people ask me, why do you need to go to those shrines? Can you do? The God is everywhere. It's within. I don't need to go anywhere. Yes, absolutely right. But in that way, that we need to make a little more extra effort. So sometimes this extra effort discourages. So you go to the place where the energy is already awakened. You just go and you are there. That's the reason. So the mother wants to sing for you the mantra that we explained yesterday. The one who allows us to go beyond mind, and the mantra for Katyayani in the form of Durga. So two mantras for you, for the blessings and for the guidance. So the first one that we recited yesterday for the buddhi. Medhasi devi vidita akhila shastra sara durga si durga bhavasagara naura sangha shri kaitavhari hirdaye krita divasa gauri tome shashi mauli krita pratishtha. Pratishtha means makes you established in your own being with complete awareness and with complete understanding. Medha means the buddhi. So your finest part of the mind is awakened. Thereby, you have reached or you have crossed the barrier of the mind, that which holds you to realize your true nature. That's what this mantra means. Fourth chapter. This one which I am reciting is from the fifth chapter. Fifth chapter begins with this invocation. And this is Katyayani's Rupa in the form of Durga, that she's riding a lion. When you see the picture of Mother Divine, most pictures are she's riding a lion. Lion means fearlessness, no fear. Lion represents the courage. So when you are riding a lion, means you have overcome, you have conquered all the fears. So no longer any kind of fear. Fear of losing something, fear of unknown, fear of what if, there is no longer, because you have leaned with her presence, that she, one who makes you so comfortable, so sure that fear cannot enter. So that shloka I want to recite for you. And she is riding a lion, giving us the courage that, hey, why fear? I am there. Vidyuddham is like a lightning force, illuminating everything. Vidyuddham samapravam mrgapatim skandhastitam bhishanam kanyabhikaravalakita vilasad hasta vira sevitam hastaish chakragada sikhet vishikam chapam gunam tarjanim vibhranam manalatmikam shashidharam durgam trimetram bhaje. I bhaja means I sing the glory, I worship, or I meditate. Meditate is a better word. I meditate on the form of mother, third, who has three eyes and who holds the in hands all the instrument to give us a certain blessings in each aspect of our lives. And leading us to the path of freedom, where there are no bhaya, where there are no fears of any kind. Freedom simply means that you are no longer living with fear. Freedom simply means you have control over yourself. Control over yourself means you are concentrated. Your body, breath, and the mind are so synchronized now that they have a relationship, they have a friendship. Thereby, you have a good health. Good health is that where mind is healthy. And thereby, you are healing your body and your breath constantly by the mind, because the mind is the energy force, energy field within you. It's an experiential thing. Once you experience, you would know what I am talking about. It will create a certain bhakti. Many of you know this, what bhakti is. Bhakti is a path of devotion, where you simply surrender, where you simply invoke, where you simply merge in that presence. Bhakti. Many of you know what bhakti is. In bhakti, you don't use your analytic mind. There's no analysis any kind. Bhakti is a path of surrender. You simply surrender. That is this Navaratri, 9 nights, especially these from tomorrow, invoking the presence of Mother Saraswati, the mother of wisdom and knowledge, both. Knowledge, knowing everything, all the knowledge that you know. Wisdom, using that knowledge in a right way, not misusing your knowledge. Right way, that you are constantly moving upward rather than downward, so that you are in peace all times, not most of the time. We don't believe in most of the time. We want all the time, not most of the time, all the time. Peace, happiness, joy, stability, clarity, concentration, all the factors are available to you. In Durga Saptasati says, it says in 11th chapter somewhere, that all the factors that I just spoke, they are her manifestation. So the shloka, the mantra goes, Vidya Samasta. Samasta means all. Vidya Samasta Tava Devi Veda. They all are your manifestation, O Mother. Everything that is there in the world. Vidya Samasta Tava Devi Veda Striya Samasta Sakala Jagatsu. In the entire world, entire universe. Toyekaya Puritamam Bemetat. Where is the space where it is not filled by your own presence? Toyekaya Puritamam Bemetat. Then Kate Stuti Tabyapara Parokti. Then there's no space, nowhere where there is, I don't see you. Vyapta, you are fully, all pervading forces you. Sarva Rupa Mai Devi, all the rupas, all the manifestations are her forms. Sarvam Devi Mayam Jagat, this entire world is filled with her presence. Atto Tatoham Tam Vishwarupam, thereby I see her, she is the body of this entire universe, entire world. Namami Parameshwarim, then I bow to her, that form of her. It's a concept, it's an attitude, it's an intent that you create around you, and thereby your perception will change. Everything that you see, you will see in that perspective. So what will happen? The meaning will change. Object will give you different meaning. That's all there is. I told you the second day that if you were to bring different color glasses, and if you were red, everything is red. If you were green, everything is green. If you were blue, everything is blue. But in reality, is it yellow, red, blue? No. In reality, is something else. So that's why you need to build this concept of seeing the presence of Mother everywhere. Atoham Vishwarupam Tvam Namami Parameshwarim. There's another verse that I would like to explain, because we are talking about Katyayani, sage, the daughter of sage Katyayana, the illuminator of demon Mahishasura. Mahishasura is the one who lives in the darkness, always in Andhkara, totally unaware of any divine or any good forces or joy, peace, happiness. Is always giving pain, misery, and sorrow. So, illuminator. So, in that way, there's another mantra. Atmatvam is also personification of Mother into the world. How she is, her presence is totally filled in each and everywhere, wherever you go. So what will happen? You will never feel alone. You will never feel that you are not in her presence. You will always feel protected, that you are protected. She is always there, in capital S, always there protecting you. So Atmatvam Girija Mati. You are the Atman, O Mother. And Girija, the daughter of mountain. Giri is the mountain. Ja means the born of the mountain, Girija. Mati means your buddhi is Girija. So Atma Tom Girija Mati Sahachara Prana Shariram Graham. Prana are your Sahachara, all your little mothers, all your helpers. And Shari, the abode of is this body where the Atman dwells. Atma tum girija mati sahachara prana shariram graham. Then pujati vishayu pabhoga rachana. Your worship, your puja, your meditation is anything and everything that I do, I dedicate, I surrender to you, because I see your presence in everything. Pujati vishayu. Vishay means the worldly things that I perform, the duties of our karma. Vishayu parachana nidra samadhisthiti. Even you see, You look at your sleep as though you are in samadhi. So sleep is no longer an ordinary sleep. You will see your sleep is improved just by that intent and that attitude. Then the third line, nidra samadhisthi sanchara padayo pradakshana vidhir stotrani sarva. And everywhere you are going with her presence, because she is everywhere. Sanchara means moving around the world anywhere. And then pradakshana means circumambulation. You are moving. So she is the body of the universe, of the world. So you are constantly doing the circumambulance of her. Pradakshana vidho stotrani sarvagiru. Or anything that you speak, you are aware what you are speaking. Because every word is a mantra. Every word is a powerful energy force. So you speak accordingly. So every word that you are uttering from your mouth, you are uttering with her presence. So every word has her presence in. Stotrani sarvagiro. Then yadyad karma karomi taddad akhilam. Anything that I do, I vow to you, I surrender to you. So it's a wonderful concept of living a life with presence of Mother Divine. It's a wonderful concept of allowing you to make you free from any anxiety. Otherwise, a lot of anxiety can come. How do you do that? You can talk about it. You can do counseling about it. But these things are not going to work by just talk or by mere understanding by through the logical mind, because they are happening in your adhyatman. They are happening in your deep inside, in your unconscious mind. So what do you do with unconscious mind? You have to have a reach to the unconscious mind. And unconscious mind can be only reached through the meditation, where you allow conscious mind to shut down for a while by closing your eyes and allow your conscious mind to come up. So bringing unconscious to the conscious is a path of meditation. And with this concept of the entire world is filled by this concept of Mother Divine with Durga. And that's why you worship every day, different form for 9 nights. Thank you. All the best. Maintain mantra Sarvamangal Mangali all day, anytime, every time, regardless what you are doing. Keep back of your mind 3 sentences, asatoma sadgamaya, lead me from untruth to the truth. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya, lead me from darkness to the light. Lead me from immortality to immortality. Asatoma sadgamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityurma amritam gamaya. It is a wonderful concept that would simply bring joy, and you would don't have to do any hard work towards it. So wish you well with this celebration. It's a celebration of life, celebration of divinity, celebration of freedom, celebration of knowing your true nature, especially in these days, era that we are living. One hand, we have a lot of time. The other hand, we don't have time. What to do? What is next? One hand, you are worried, so there is not much time. And one hand, you are at home. So utilize, bring both concepts together and surrender and sing the glory of the Mother Divine. That's all you need to do. Thank you. Namaste, everyone. Just one thing, those who are new, because we do this Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, the invocation of the Guru for them. Guru is consist of 2 words, Gu and Ru. Gu means darkness. Ru means the one who dispels the darkness of ignorance. That is known as Guru. Guru is a universal force as a teacher where the knowledge comes from. Guru, when we do this invocation, we are saying Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara. Guru is Brahma, Guru is Vishnu, Guru is Maheshwara. These 3 concepts, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara, are creator, sustainer, and dissolver. So Guru Brahma, Guru, one who creates us for the path of spirituality, meditation. Then he is Vishnu, he sustains, he nourishes us. Then Maheshwara, he dissolves all that is undesirable, makes us absolutely capable, qualified for self-realization. So Tasmai Shri Gurave Namo, one who is Guru, Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesha, I vow to that Guru, one who is the dispeller of the darkness. That is what Guru is. Thank you. Namaste. Please feel free to ask questions if you have. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being taking time. And we'll continue satsang after even Navaratri. I am thinking to do a every Thursday. We'll give you more information. Same time. More a practical base satsanga will do. So that way you are doing something. Especially the pranayama that is missing in our lives. We want to do that. Yes, please go ahead.
Panditji, could you say those 2 mantras again, the ones for today?
Oh, the one that I dedicated for Mother Katyayani?
Yes, please.
Vidyuddham samaprabham mrgapatim skandastitam bhishanam kanyavikkarval kheta vilasad hasta virasevitam hastaish chakra gada sikheta vishikham chapam gunam tarjanim vibhranam manalatmikam shashidharam durgam trinetram bhaje. Medhasi Devi Vidita Akhila Shastra Sara Durgasi Durga Bhavasagara Noura Sangha Shri Kaitabhari Hirdayek Krita Dhivasa Gauri Tomeva Shashimoli Krita Pratishtha. Wonderful. Thank you. So if you know question, no problem. Don't have to have a question every day. Wish you well. Maintain the awareness. Remain in the awareness of Mother Divine. Celebrate Navaratri, 9 nights of Mother Divine, so that you have the blessings.